Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. The only note I have on the Leafs is that Mitch and Austin just keep like climbing the Leafs in individual stats lists that and like breaking records that only happened that happened in like 1920. And I feel like very sad and also happy about it. The sad is because like they don't get to celebrate them. You know, they're just like, oh, you know, we're here for the boys, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to win a cup. But, like, they need to celebrate. They need to be celebrated.
Yeah, they do. Celebrate all things. The little things, the big things. It's okay to be happy for yourself.
The problem is, I'm sure they're aware. Well, maybe not Mitch. I'm sure Austin's aware of that. But Leafs media is like, absolutely not. You cannot celebrate anything. Like, Austin Matthews will probably score 70 goals this season. Maybe not 70, but like close to it. Goals this season. And he's not going to be able to celebrate that fact without Leafs media being like, well, you haven't won a cup yet. You've only won one playoff round. Bitch, let him celebrate.
So annoying.
Ugh. That's it. That's all I got. They finally won last night.
Yep.
They finally won. I was asleep. Actually, that's not true. I watched their first goal because I was watching something else and flipped the channel right when Austin scored it. And then I didn't watch anything else.
I was trying. Once in a while, they would be like, and I think Sammy was in net. So I kept getting pop-ups of them being like, Sammy! And people who scored, and I'm like, oh wow, anyways, can't wait for them to lose just because that's how it's been going. And then they were like, Leafs win. I was like, wow, that's a shocker. Was it the Kraken that they played last night? Truly don't know.
It is. And you know what, the Kraken, I was gonna say the Kraken are a good team, but they also played Vancouver, also a good team. And I think they played like shit in that game, so
yeah,
it is what it is. I'm just ignoring them. And I know, like, we're starting to see the decline of Martin Jones because that's how it works with Martin Jones. So we just kind of have to accept this fact that Martin Jones is getting to get really bad and Samsonov either needs to be good or we need Joe Wall to get back here. Or yeah, this is going to be the rest of our season.
Yep.
Going to have to win games 8-7 to win games. Oh, I lied. I remembered something else. So they put Nick Robertson back in because they've keep sitting him intermittently. He is giving me such Freddy Gauthier vibes. They take him out. He doesn't play. He'll go and score a goal the next game he's in. He has like 4 goals in his last 3 games played or something. It's love just he hasn't played every single game in the last 3 weeks or whatever. So I'm a little nervous that they're Freddy Gauthier-ing him. Like, let my man cook. Shea is not here, so I don't know anything about the Panthers. Do we know anything about any West Coast teams?
No.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I'm going to go pop over and look at the standings in the Western Conference. Because that's my go-to when I don't know what's going on. Oh, God. I don't want to look at the Eastern Conference standings. Don't ask me about that. Go off. Canucks and Jets. That's what I got. They're the top two.
Also, I know I feel like I've mentioned this a few episodes back, but usually the point differential between like the Eastern and Western is usually so big between the top teams, and they're all really close.
Yeah, that's actually very interesting. These these almost look like balanced divisions. That's so weird. That's so unlike the NHL.
I know.
Like, you got a shitty team. I mean, the Sharks are shittier than literally everybody else by a large margin. But you don't have, like, six shitty teams in the West, which mm-hmm. you tend to have. You tend to have, like, actually, sorry, that's how it tends to be in the East, is you have, like, five teams at the very bottom, five teams at the very top, and a couple of people in the middle. And it's not like that for either division. It's very nice.
It's crazy. Like, Rangers are the, out of all of the teams in first in their divisions, Rangers have the least points. It's crazy.
Also, my fun fact is that the Coyotes are right now 4 points out of a wild card spot with two games in hand. So I would love that. I think that's just so dramatic. That'd be really funny. And you know, the Sharks are allegedly playing hockey.
26 points.
Yeah. I don't want to know what that points percentage is. 26 points in 46 games. Jeez. Yeah, so that's what's up with the West Coast. That's all I got. But I did learn this week that according to Sean Durzi, who is a defender for the Yotes, the Yotes D and goalies get together once a month and they shit talk their forwards.
Honestly, I love that for them.
So do I. Like, they're so right. Like, I... doesn't matter the team. Most of the time, the goalies and the defenders deserve to... especially on a shitty team, deserve to shit-talk their forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he goes and says, it's the easiest position in sport. You know what? It kind of is. I say that, but, like... they make me play forward and I'm dying. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't breathe. Why am I working so hard? yeah, but they're so right for that. I love it. I think there should be more D and goalie solidarity.
Honestly. Put it out.
Yeah, exactly. Continuing on the West Coast, the Sharks are retiring Jumbo Joe's number next year, and he better know what all of us want him to do. He better he better get the dick trick out, you know? He didn't score one in his career, but he's, you know, he's the one who created us the phrase dick trick. Well, I guess the inspiration for creating the phrase dick trick, which is his biggest legacy of all, really.
Yeah.
So, very excited to see what happens next year. Oh, another retirement. Tyler Ennis is retiring due to neck injuries, so he can't play anymore. But honestly, RIP to a legend. Remember that man scored a hat trick in like 6 minutes of ice time?
Yeah.
I feel like every Canadian team's like, yes, Tyler Ennis, we love you. I don't know that he did. Did he play on teams that were not Canadian teams? Because to me, he played on, I think he was on the Canucks. He was definitely on the Oilers. He was definitely on the Senators, and he was on the Leafs. So I'm just like, he's a Canadian icon.
I don't know. I need to.
Oh, he was a Saber.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? That barely counts. Barely counts as American.
Yeah.
Both of those things barely count.
That's actually really true. Buffalo is like basically Canada, and Minnesota is like the Winnipeg of Canada, and they're wannabe Canadian. That's my opinion of Minnesota. So, yeah. Anyway, we love him. Congrats on retirement.
Mm-hmm. Also, let me just back it up here. Like, also, I don't know if it was like a forced kind of a forced like a medical retirement, like you they told him
yeah.
like you simply cannot play,
yes.
or if he was like, you know, got injured, not going to. But honestly, shout out to doctors and whatever for saying no, you can't play, or for him like listening and taking that decision and, you know, having a life. So I'm pretty sure, I think he has kids, but like, again, we say this every time.
I have no idea. He is just like a little dude.
He seems like a dad.
He does. He's just like a little dude. I have no other comments regarding his personal life or anything. He's just like a guy.
I mean, yeah.
And he's short. So he's. Yeah.
Just a little guy. Yeah. Shout out to doctors himself, whoever made these decisions, for being like, yo, you've got a life and more to worry about and more important things than this and risking higher injury.
Exactly.
Done.
We love that. All right. The Chicago Steel, which is, I think, a USHL team, if I remember correctly, has announced that they will have Eras jerseys, as in, like, Taylor Swift Eras Night. And I just think that this is like the best marketing you could do for a small hockey, like a local hockey franchise.
Honestly, yeah.
They're kind of ugly, I will admit. But they really, the designer was clearly a Swiftie. Like, okay, they even have, the socks even have their Reputation bodysuit on the one leg. So it's like, it's like a black sock with the red, like, design on it from her Reputation bodysuit that she's been wearing on tour. And this is just, like, iconic, really. Oh, and they have, friendship bracelets that say Chicago Steel on the jersey on each side. And then, like, the Eras thing is different, like, pictures of Chicago Steel players, but still, like, they clearly had a Swiftie do this. I love it. And of course, they're auctioning off the jerseys to basically something that helps with academics in their community. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Okay. The NHL released their all-star captains and co-captains. They also just like quietly finally told us who the other two actual NHL player captains were. Because all we heard was Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid, and we're like, okay, yeah, but like, who else?
Yeah, and
that was basically our reaction. We're like, okay, who else? Those two are obvious. So who'd have thunk Austin Matthews and Justin Bieber? Who'd have thought? The biggest surprise.
I will pretend injury.
Oh, am I allowed to boo Justin Bieber when he comes out? Because I'm there for the draft.
Absolutely.
Night. Because I'm, yeah, that's my plan. I'm going to boo Justin Bieber. And I'm fairly certain my friend who's coming with me likes Justin Bieber. And so it'll be awkward, probably. I'll be like, sorry, legal requirement, I think he's cursed. Actually, I don't even think. I'm fairly certain he is cursed. And then who called Will Arnett? Me. I said that last week, I think it was. Might have been 2 weeks ago. But he is Connor McDavid's co-captain. Which is interesting, really. They're like, ah, yes, the Leafs fan, we will give him to Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid is also a Leafs fan, right?
Matches up.
That's how that works. This is the absolute funniest combo, actually, is Nathan MacKinnon and Tate McRae. And you want to know why it's the funniest combo? Because I have never been more sure that Nathan MacKinnon has no idea who Tate McRae is.
Oh, absolutely not.
Negative ideas. They couldn't have found someone else from, like Tate McRae and Connor McDavid make more sense, because I think she's from, oh no, I lied, she's from Calgary, so maybe not, but like, you couldn't have found a Flame or something. You had to pick Nathan MacKinnon, who I'm sure has like negative screen time nowadays, and really would have no idea who she is. I'm sure if he listens to music, it's atrocious country music.
Somebody like, told him that, oh, your co-captain's Tate McRae, and I'd blank stare, blank face.
Nothing absolutely there. He's like Googling. Yeah. Who is Tate McRae? Yeah.
What is a Tate McRae?
And then he's like, what is greedy? Who is greedy about? And he's just rabbit holing. And then he calls Cole Sillinger and is like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. I mean, he might not get to call in Cole Sillinger, but I'm sure he like rabbit holes down too.
For sure.
Discover the relationship there. And then in another unhinged pairing, they were like, actually, we're not going to just have one captain. We're going to have two captains. It is Team Hughes. It's Jack and Quinn.
It's like, why did they do that?
And they're forcing Jack to go even though he's injured.
Literally. That was what I was the most confused about, was why. I was like, hold on, I thought he was injured. Like, why are you making this man go?
Exactly. But, you know, the co-Hugheses and Michael Bublé, because they're like Vancouver. I like that they picked all Canadian celebs. That's kind of fun. I will say Michael Bublé, not relevant to anyone who is not a, like, 40-year-old mom. Maybe older.
What's he gonna do? Pop out and sing Christmas music? Please.
Yeah, literally.
They should have picked... Who's that person? Oh my god, is it Shania Twain that you tweeted that one time when we were like, just learned Shania Twain's not Canadian? Is that who it was?
No, not Sheryl Shania Crow. Twain. Shania Twain is Canadian. Is Sheryl Canadian. Crow. They should have picked Sheryl Crow, yeah. Or Shania Twain. Shania Twain's a good option in general, even if you want to stick with a Canadian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like her vibes don't fit with the Hughes, though, either.
No.
I feel like everybody would have the most fun with Austin, and I just think it's because he's least grumpy about being there.
For sure. I think
Jack would be having fun if he wasn't injured.
Oh, for sure. I also think that if it was Shania Twain, it should have been Nate Mack and Shania Twain, and then Tate McRae and the Hughes brothers.
That's way more iconic a combination. They were probably like, okay, let's pick someone who Cole Sillinger might not know very well. And they're like, okay, so not the Hughes. He might know them.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just wild. I might also boo Michael Bublé. We'll see. Depends on how I'm feeling. You will hear the loudest cheer for Tate McRae. Probably silence for Will Arnett. He's just like, I don't know. He's fine. But absolute boos for everybody else. I just think it's so funny. I love it. Okay. As always, NHL player safety. I don't think you saw this, so I'm going to send the tweet. Look at the link. A player on the Panthers was suspended 3 games for goaltender interference, which is basically the goalie is playing the puck in the trapezoid and he hits the goalie as he's playing the puck. It is a completely legal hit, other than the fact that the goalie's in the trapezoid. Like, if it was any other player, you would have no problem with this hit. Mm-hmm. It's just a hit. And it's not even that bad. Like, he doesn't even really hit him. He just kind of clips the goalie, if anything. It's not, like, trying to. I will say it's Flurry, though. So, you know, that probably has some impact. Mm. Oh, I lied. There's a bit of head contact. Still, that doesn't seem to matter for the NHL. But still, like, if that was an actual player and not a goalie, that wouldn't have even been a penalty.
Oh, absolutely not.
Regardless not of the head contact. Regardless of the head contact. Like, I'm so sick of talking about NHL player safety. So we'll just not talk about it again, because you've heard everything I have to say probably 8 million times now. Like, I don't want to keep ranting about it. So moving on. The Islanders fired their coach and hired Patrick Roy. See, I've said Roy. I feel like that's not how it's pronounced. I feel like he's French. I feel like it's Roy. But I don't know. I don't really care.
That's so funny.
It's the Islanders. I don't really care. It was just something that happened this week because not a ton of stuff happened.
Well, sure.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, this is the most insane thing. I don't know if you saw this. Okay, so Brendan Brisson, who is on Vegas, scored his first NHL goal against the Penguins. Why is this relevant, you ask? Because I believe his dad, like, knew Crosby and, like, either played for the Penguins or worked for the Penguins. I did not bother looking it up. But he was, like, babysat by Crosby, and Crosby gave him a bath one time.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I can't remember who it was. Somebody tweeted they are just finding more insane ways to call Sidney Crosby old. This is the most insane one yet.
Truly unhinged.
It truly is. I just, like, the full quote is, Brisson said when he was 4, Crosby was at his house when his little brother, who was 2, got a cut and had to go get stitches. When Brendan's parents got home, they found Crosby giving Brendan a bath in the sink.
In the sink.
In the sink. I find, like, it's all, this is all so funny to me. Oh. Okay, Patrice Brisson is his father. Which, actually, you know what? I think that's a name that I recognize. Pat Brisson. That sound familiar to you?
No.
Maybe? I'm not. I think he was, like, maybe a coach or something. I cannot. I'm not seeing any actual stuff. It's being mean to me.
Canadian National Hockey League Players Association agent. For some reason, it comes up that he is an actor.
Interesting.
So, really confused about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, he's an agent. That's what it is. He's Sidney Crosby's agent, or used to be Sidney Crosby's agent.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That's why I've heard his name before. Okay. But, oh, I can't remember who it was.
Like, Sidney Crosby, Patrick Kane, Anze Kopitar, and Jonathan Tate. But
yeah.
Crazy.
Like, for a period of time, those are the guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Okay. So, yeah. So, that's why he knows his son was given a bath by Sidney Crosby. That's how it makes sense. I can't remember who it was. We were Googling some hockey player. And just because, like, we'd seen them before in something, they were acting, and we'd seen them before in something, we were, like, trying to remember what. And we learned that this hockey player has way more acting credits than they do NHL games played. He'd played, like, 6 NHL games, but has probably close to 15 like small Canadian show acting credit. And we're like, Wait, okay.
I'm actually shocked. I'm still going through his Wikipedia page. I love a Wikipedia page. But it says since 2005, he's represented six first overall selections in the NHL draft, including three consecutive. Sidney Crosby in 2005, Eric Johnson in 2006, Patrick Kane in 2007. He is the agent for John Tavares, who went first in 2009, and for Nathan MacKinnon, who went first in 2013. Additional clients include Jonathan Bernier, is that how you say his name? Don't know. Claude Giroux, yep. Carl Hagelin, Seth Jones, Kyle Okposo, Andrew Shaw, and Matthew Barzal, among others.
Dang.
Wild.
Those are like some pretty good people. You know why I've heard Pat Brisson is probably because of John Tavares.
He's also been apparently in three movies or eight movies. It says.
That's it? Only three?
Only three.
Only three? I guess he's still working doing other stuff.
Yeah.
He's not like a retired hockey player.
Yeah, because the fact that he just comes up as actor, like at first I thought I clicked the wrong thing, the wrong person on Google, and then it came up and no, it's the correct person.
Yeah, it's sometimes just like that's just a fact. It's just like that. They are just actors. Yeah, I don't know. Those are kind of my favorite things is when I'm like looking at something, I'm like, that person was a hockey player. Or like sometimes in a couple of the Canadian shows, I'll see like a musician who's just like acts on occasion. I'm like, oh yeah, you. Or there's a figure skater. I can't remember which one it is. One of the figure skaters, one of the like good men's figure skaters from probably the 80s. That's a Canadian, is also an actor, and I'm like, hey, it's you. Every time I see him. I think that basically just describes how Canada is. All right. What else is going on? Corey Perry. Boo. Mm-hmm. Signed with the Oilers. Yay, because it's not my team, but boo that he signed in general.
Literally.
With anyone. When we have, sorry,
and I hate Corey Perry. The whole world should hate Corey Perry.
Yeah, I mean, we've hated Corey Perry for a while.
Yeah,
like this is not new to us. This is not a new hate. It's been a while. Probably even pre that walk of shame.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But yeah, like it's just. I mean, I feel like we shouldn't be surprised that it's the Oilers, considering they have freaking Evander Kane. However, it's just like, we don't really know what happened. We just have the assumption that something happened with a staff member. But it was something bad enough to make Chicago terminate his contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like, it's not good. I'm not surprised because it's the NHL, but it's not good.
I would like to know, and I'm assuming it is this way, because obviously the public's not going to know everything, but when they terminate a contract, does it go into like a database and all of the other teams can see like the reason for the termination?
I'd assume either that happens or you have to reach out to the player or their agent and say, hey, we're thinking about signing you. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like to me it makes sense that they would have a database, but I don't know, it's the NHL. Having anything that sounds like a good idea
never gonna happen.
Like not the NHL.
Very unlikely. Yeah.
I think that's it for men's hockey. Do you have any other men's hockey thoughts?
No.
Okay, moving on. PWHL. So the All-Stars were announced. I will preface this by saying they were pre-selected like literally before the season began. So it's the people who were signed and all six of the first round picks. And then there's like a couple replacements because people are injured and I think they were short goalies. So anyway, The teams are Team King, as in Billie Jean King, and Team Kloss, as in her wife, Alana Kloss. Anyway, so Team King is Kendall Coyne, Hillary Knight, Alina Mueller, Kelly Panic, Marie-Philippe Poulin, Blair Turnbull, Savannah Harmon, Megan Keller, Ella Shelton, Lee Steckline, Anne-Renee Desbiens, and Erin Frankel. Team Kloss is Alex Carpenter, Emily Clark, Taylor Heisey, Brianne Jenner, Sarah Nurse, Abby Rock, Laura Stacey, Erin Ambrose, Renata Fast, Jocelyn LaRock. Oh, that's going to be extra confusing. Nicole Hensley and Emerence Mashmeyer. So, very excited. I'm very excited to teach my friend who all of these people are, because she's not a hockey person. She just will, on occasion, go to hockey things with me. So I'm very excited to teach her who all of these people are. And be like, I actually hate this person, but this is the team we're cheering for, so we have to deal with it. That's the best part about sports, is teaching people who aren't sports fans why you hate certain things. We had our first, this actually happened last week. I just missed it because I was busy. We actually had our first controversial goal review for goaltender interference. Officially a real hockey league now. That's, you know, I think an entry requirement. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So in overtime, Boston versus Montreal, Poulin scored a goal. You know, they're celebrating, and Boston coach Courtney Kessel goes, no, I would like to challenge this for goaltender interference. And so they look at it, and what I did not see it, so I cannot comment, but what the ruling was is that Laura Stacey was pinning the goalie's glove so that she couldn't move it, which would be goaltender interference. Mm-hmm. However, the controversy is that Hillary Knight pushed her in there. So, if it's your own player's fault, is it not goaltender interference? Just saying. So, yeah, officially a real league. We had our first controversial goaltender interference call. This was, like, really kind of shitty to see. So, the Montreal team posted a picture of Marie-Philippe Poulin with Logan Mailloux. So I understand in a way the reason they posted it. They really could have picked any other player from Laval. It was just their first game at Place Bell. So to me, like, you literally could have picked any other player from Laval as opposed to the most controversial one, and what would most definitely be the most controversial one with your fan base. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've said it before, we don't need to reiterate, but, like, he shouldn't even be signed to a contract. He should not be playing professionally. Yeah, so they deleted the tweet, like, really quickly when it started getting negative, and it seemed like it took them a little bit of a while to delete the Instagram post, if they did it all. I wasn't sure if it was a story or a post. If it was a post, it's gone. If it was a story, can't tell because it was a close to a week ago. But I don't know. It seems like, I feel like the social media person probably had no idea. Like, I'm not getting mad at them, but somebody should have said something to give them a heads up, or suggested they look at a different player or something, like take a picture of a different player with her. And I will say, like, she does work with the Habs, so she probably has worked with him before. You know, you're doing your job, you have to do what you got to do. But you're telling me there's no one else on Laval who has worked with Poulin in her development role? Like, there's literally nobody else at all? Anyway, so it was just, like, really shitty to see.
Yeah.
We had the first shootout in PWHL history. It was won by Toronto. And in what was an iconic coaching move, the fifth shooter for Toronto was Lauriane Rougeau, who is a stay-at-home defenseman. That's why it's so iconic, because like coaches don't think about the fact that goalies don't have a playbook on your stay-at-home defenseman who you think will never come up in a shootout. So like that she scored because she's got her one move and she can do it really well. She probably won't go in another shootout this year, but like, you know, it's using them right. It's basically, it was just like a really smart coaching move. So I would like to give it up to Troy Ryan for that. All right, what else? So I'll give you a weekly game roundup, and you'll see a theme here. Montreal beat New York 3-2. Minnesota beat Ottawa 3-2. Boston beat Toronto 3-2. New York beat Boston 4-1, and Toronto beat Montreal 4-3.
Wow.
I think that says everything you need to know about this league and how well it's balanced is exactly these scores. Though I will say my team does really suck, and I'm trying to figure out the best slogan for losing for Sarah Fillier. I'm taking suggestions, because we would like her on the team, and we've already had a not great start. In case you were wondering, the standings are Minnesota with an 80% points percentage, Montreal 60%, Ottawa 60%. They have the exact same record. New York is a 44%, Boston is a 41%, and Toronto is a 30%. So, yeah. I will say the stats people say Minnesota is going to regress, because they think that what they're doing is unsustainable. And Toronto's got to get their shit together. That's where I'm at with them. Get your shit together. All right. I think that's it. I'm trying to think. Oh, and we're into like the really freaking slow period where we're approaching the All-Stars. So like there's not enough games at all. For the men, especially. We're just like, like there are two. No, I lied. There are several games on tonight. But it'll be like Thursday-ish when they'll start their breaks. But it's so dumb the way they schedule this. They could do a much better job. But it is the NHL we're talking about. So, you know. I feel like we say that about everything. All right, that's it for this one. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Pod, Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Pod, and TikTok at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.